Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Cheers to a great day and this ice-cold Corona.
You know what would make this day even better? My grandma's carne asada.
Throw in some music.
We can watch the game. Or we could keep it simple.
Corona, la vida más fina. Get your Corona at ordercorona.com. Relax responsibly. Corona Extra Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport /fly healthy.
All right, Cincinnati's Q102. It's Jeff and Jen. What'd you get? What'd you making over there?
Got some water and a little coffee.
I know. I think I'm going to double up in the coffee today.
Whoa, who are you?
First time in months.
You never have a two coffee day.
You get the coffee out of here? Is it from a company we use, or are we just doing Keurig, or what do we do here?
It's just one of the Keurig brand, Green Mountain, or whatever the heck it is.
Yes, we use the Green Mountain Colombian medium roast.
Is that a service or a brand of coffee?
It's a brand of coffee.
Gotcha. You like that?
Yeah, it's good.
It gets the job done.
It does. We either do that or our blend, which we're not really sure who our is, but
nice.
That's what we're going with.
We got a gift over the holidays from Kristen's sister, who lives in the Rochester, New York area.
Mm-hmm.
They sent us a coffee, whole beaned, called Jamaican Me Happy.
I've had Jamaican Me something before, Jamaican Me Crazy or something, and it was great.
It was phenomenal.
Have I had this? Why does it sound so familiar?
I don't know, but it comes from Rochester, New York. They have it up there all the time.
The coffee in Jamaica is incredible.
We're familiar with it because when Kristen's dad was in the hospital from his fall, that's all they were drinking up there, all those visits to the hospital. I guess they serve it in the hospital cafeteria, and they said, this is amazing coffee for hospital coffee. And they found out later that was the brand that they use at Strong Memorial, evidently. And so it quickly became the family's favorite coffee, and now they send it to us from there, which we could probably order online, but it's...
But it's the point.
It's extra special when it comes from.
Yeah, for sure, because they were thinking about you. It's a nice gift.
Yeah. Anyway, we just ran out.
So, Tim, there is a company, evidently. So I follow Kate Hudson on Instagram, and she was posting yesterday that this is like, she's like, this is my favorite Bloody Mary mix and blah, blah, blah. But the reason it caught my eye is because it's this company out of Colorado, and it's called The Big Dill.
Nice.
And they make like Bloody Mary mix and pickles. And one of their pickle flavor is jalapeno honey. I was like, we got to get
the flavor of the pickle.
Yes. We got to get that. It sounds like hot and sweet.
I'm in. And I'm sure it has dill in it, too.
But what a fun name for a pickle, like pickle company. The Big Dill.
The Big Dill, baby.
Yeah.
It's 7:53 with Jeff and Jen. Cincinnati's Q102. We got some rain to start, mixing with snow possibly. We're not expecting any accumulation, but it is going to be slightly treacherous until we, let's see, we're at 36 degrees now, so some of those bridges and surface roads could be a little slick, but things will dry up this afternoon, and then there's a possibility of more rain and snow returning later in the evening, and it could be a little nasty if you're heading out tomorrow morning for any reason. Just what we need. You know, with the FAA announcing a $35,000 fine for unruly passengers on planes.
Whoa.
Yeah, they're tired of messing around. So you act up, get the fine, probably be put on at least the airline's no fly list. But I guess they don't have any kind of system where, like, if you act up on one airline and you wind up on their no fly list.
The thing that
they don't have any system to share with other airlines
that I think they should do. And I've never been on a plane where there's been some sort of unruliness where they have to delay the flight. But when we talk about these stories, the first thing I think of is they always say, well, we either turn the plane back to the gate or the plane got delayed another 5 hours because of this situation.
Mm-hmm.
The first thing I think of is, man, I'm trying to get to Cancun. I'm trying to go see my family.
Right.
Whatever this trip is that we're doing, and being stuck in that tube for an hour and a half is already not the most amazing thing, right?
Yeah.
So you're
going to
delay me 5 hours?
Yeah.
So, like, they better divide that 35G up by 150 seats in that plane and start passing out money to those other people that you've inconvenienced, because that would be my biggest beef about all that.
It's running an inconvenience reward.
Yes.
Ugh.
What else do we have here this morning? Let's talk about Zoom. Have you ever screenshotted someone's funny facial expression when their video froze on Zoom? A new survey found 1 out of 7 people who work from home have done it, and the most common facial expressions we screenshot are when someone is yawning, eating, and rolling their eyes. Those are always fun. But a frozen video is only the third most annoying thing that happens on Zoom. Here are the top 10. Number one at the top of the list, when everyone tries to talk at the same time because you have that slight delay.
Yeah, there's got to be a leader. There's got to be someone who is like, I am manager of this Zoom, and I'm going to point to you when it's you know, Julie, you talk. Now, Jeff, you talk. Fritch, it's your turn.
You have direct it to the person.
Yeah,
you can't just say, like, how do you guys feel about that? You have to say, how do you feel about that, Jeff? How do you feel about it, Tim?
Because if you don't, it's mayhem.
Yes.
You can't hear someone, but don't want to ask them to repeat it again. That's me.
Just hang up.
Yeah. Pretend you know what's happening.
All right, what do they say?
Jeff's like, please just hang up.
What's crazy is, like, sometimes we'll be taking a call, and I'm listening on the speaker, and I can't really make out what they just said.
Mm-hmm.
But then on the playback, I hear it clear as day.
Same.
Also, when your video freezes, talking for a while and then realizing you're on mute. Talking when you think you're on mute also sucks. With big calls, not being able to see everyone on the screen at once. Not knowing when to jump into the conversation. I just wait until I'm pointed to. When you tell me to talk. Dealing with microphone issues, struggling to share your screen when Zoom crashes and you have to log back in.
Oh, that's the worst.
And then there is the getting kicked off after 40 minutes, unless you have a paying account, I suppose. But listen to this. We saw a product like this for cats a few months ago, but a lot of people said it didn't work that well. There's a company in South Korea. They have made, this is interesting, they've made a product called Pet Pulse, which is a new collar that analyzes your dog's barks and translates them into emotion. The team behind it spent 3 years collecting 10,000 samples from 50 different breeds, and it uses AI to evaluate each bark in real time. So, like in this instance, you would... you would pair it with your phone, and they claim it can detect 5 different emotions. Happy, relaxed, anxious, angry, or sad.
Peppers give a dog voice that human can understand. With this device, we humans can understand and communicate better, more accurately, more effectively. When dog barks, dog's barking sound will be collected through this device. Our Pepper's unique voice recognition system and algorithm will analyze dog's voice, and then in real time, it was sent back to our application with a different emotional status.
Hmm.
It's kind of cool if it works.
Yeah, for sure.
The app is free, but you need the collar to go along with it. You can
Steve? Would you do it for Steve? Would you do it for your pets?
I think it would be kind of cool to see if it lined up with what I thought was happening. I don't know how accurate it would be, but I'm...
If somebody gave you one, you would put it on him.
I would see how it would work. I don't know if it would be a forever thing, but...
Well, you can buy it at petpulls.net for $99 or $108 for bigger dogs. I don't know if you remember the movie Up, where... When they met Doug, the dog with a special collar that lets it talk.
Speak.
Hi there.
Did that dog just say hi there?
Oh, yes.
Brad!
My name is Doug. My master made me this collar. He is a good and smart master, and he made me this collar so that I may talk. Squirrel!
That's what I think dogs are really thinking all the time. Squirrel,
yeah.
I'm hungry. Cat!
Food? Where's the food? Did you bring food?
Yeah. I want to go potty. I got to go outside. Outside. Squirrel.
Oh, I got an itch. Hey, you know how you'd get excited as a kid hearing the music that meant the ice cream man was coming?
Oh, yeah.
Was that famous Eddie Murphy bit? Ice cream! Yeah. Ice cream man is coming! Yeah. I'd say that as adults, the closest we get to that exciting feeling is when the Amazon delivery person is coming to drop off your packages. And now, that experience could be even more like the ice cream truck used to be when we were kids. Because Amazon has started rolling out delivery vans that make special sounds when they're rolling around neighborhoods. Reason being, electric vehicles that go under 18.6 miles an hour are required to make noise to prevent accidents.
Oh, okay.
But the Amazon trucks, you know, they're not playing Farmer in the Dell or Pop Goes the Weasel.
It's like whistling or something?
Like an Amazon ice cream truck.
The entertainer?
Yeah.
No, it's not that. That's that yellow ice cream van. Yeah. I know that van you're talking about. No, a YouTube video of one of the new trucks shows that they make a weird alien-type sound.
Nope.
That's it.
It sounds like you're sitting back in a planetarium and you're looking up at the latest nebula.
Yeah, kind of.
The sun is getting ready to come up one of those Omnimax films.
Yes.
Yeah. And again, for safety reasons, it has to emit some sort of sound because it doesn't have an engine. But you hear how the pitch is going up?
Yeah.
When they're going faster?
Yeah. The pitch changes as it speeds up.
Scary.
Yeah, so Amazon is going to have at least 100,000 of these delivery vans on the roads within the next 2 years, and that's what it's going to sound like.
Don't you guys like, at our house, we do a whole guessing game because when the Amazon truck comes, we're like, oh, it's Amazon. But every now and then, something will come from, like, FedEx or UPS, but you ordered it through Amazon, and you'll be like, FedEx? What do we get from FedEx? What did you get from, who ordered from FedEx? I don't know who ordered from FedEx. What did you get? Oh, they're going next door. Like, it's one of those things at our house where when we see it coming, we're like, oh, what was that? Who's ordering from there?
That's so funny. Hey, this is kind of cool. If you're looking to start a new business, this is something I know for a fact you could do. There is a 37-year-old man named Shoji Morimoto from Tokyo, Japan. Shoji is making serious money renting himself out, quote, to do nothing.
This is my kind of guy.
What?
We can learn a lot from him.
Tell me more.
Yeah.
People hire him when they basically need a body, but that's it. Like, he'll get hired to show up at someone's going away party just to make the numbers better.
Oh, nice.
Or
like, look how many friends I have.
Yeah. Or he'll just walk in silence with someone who doesn't want to be alone. One woman says she hired him when she was meeting a guy for the first time. Kind of like, I just needed a male chaperone. I just wanted a guy there with me.
Like, just in case he tries to kidnap me.
Yeah, just in case he's a freak or something.
Yeah, for sure. That's great.
Or when she just needed someone to listen to her views on love and not respond. Just listen. And when she went to apply at a job at a strip club and needed support, he was there. Shoji says he will eat, he will drink, and he will give simple feedback, but do nothing more. Don't expect anything more from him. He will eat, he will drink, he will give simple feedback, but nothing more.
How much does he cost?
Yeah, what does he call his
Craft? He charges $100 per job. Since he started his job doing nothing in 2018, he has had more than 3,000 people hire him.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, we could do this locally.
Isn't that crazy?
If somebody needs, you know, someone just to hang out with them as they...
That's 300 grand,
take
by the
a
way.
Yeah, as they take a walk through Sawyer Point, give us a call. I'm available.
Yeah, I'll do that as a side hustle.
Yeah, 200 bucks.
Oh, $200.
How long's this walk? I mean, it all depends on what you're doing, right?
Yeah, that's interesting because he charges $100 per job, but he's not considering the time factor. Like, how long do I have to spend at this gig? Yeah. How long is this party going to go on? How long do I have to keep you company?
Maybe he does that, like, in the fine details. Like, for $100, I will be there for two hours or whatever. I'll do whatever, yeah.
Mm. That's cool. I'm trying to think, you know, what should the minimum rate be per hour, you know? Because I think you should charge more than that.
Well, I also think it depends on what you're doing. Like, if you're just going to a party and hanging out, $100 for an hour, not that big of a deal.
Yeah, plus you're going to get a beverage or a deli tray or...
Yeah, you get to eat and drink there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But if I got to, like, you know, give you all this moral support for your stripping job, that might be $125 an hour.
Mm-hmm.
You look good up there, hon.
Yeah. Maybe you should bounce it a little more in the back.
You can do it.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport/fly healthy.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.